Visionaries Global Media, your number one source for podcasting entertainment.
All right, this week's MGB is probably going to be a little different, and probably the next few episodes are going to be kind of difficult. School's kind of a lot of work right now. It's a lot of looking at a screen. So once I'm finished looking at a screen, I don't particularly want to watch wrestling, which is looking at a screen. So we try to come up with some way of still keeping MGB going, but not watching so much. So rather than view full events, which can be 2-3 hours, and then have to look at a screen to research a lot of the people, and then record, and then edit as well, which is looking at a screen as well. I talked to Mason about how about we look at still indie wrestling, because we want to do that, but pick an event that's on perhaps IWTV or PowerSlam or on YouTube or somewhere else, and just pick 3 matches. Pick the main event, pick one other match that you would he would like to watch, and then pick one match with somebody we don't really know or don't know very well. And hopefully that will mean there won't be quite as much research for me to do as well. I can just focus on perhaps the one match that I don't know and perhaps a little bit about the other people we don't know so much. And the main event, I'm sure we'll probably know some things anyway. With it just being 3 matches, that'll be a lot less screen watching and it'll be a lot quicker to put together. So that's the plan going forward. The plan at some point was, but it just hasn't been released, is to put out the next review of Fight Club. I actually just looked, Mason, it actually started October 9th last year. So as we're in September right now, they're actually almost at the year point. It's nearly their first birthday. They had 2 shows. The third show was recorded, I believe, in August. I asked them a couple of weeks ago and they said they're still working on it. It's still not out. They did put something out in July, which you actually haven't seen yet. So I watched this when you were up in Ohio. So it's called Fight Club Presents Fight Island. And it was just one match that was 20 minutes long. So for today, we're going to do that kind of as a watch-along, possibly. If you want to watch this as well, this is on IWTV. Go to Fight Club, but it's F1GHTCLUB, and it's called Fight Island. It's July 28th, 2020. There's only actually 3 things listed when I searched for it, so you should be able to find it pretty easily. As I actually started it, it actually started at 2 seconds, so we're about 2 seconds in, and we're going to start in 3, 2, 1, and go. Now, one thing I don't know how well this is going to work, Mason, is we got no sound, and there's actually a bit of talking going on at the start. Do you recognize that?
Yeah, that's where we usually park before we go to the Capital One Arena, because yeah. They have free parking there.
Well, it's not free, but you can park. Yeah. You can use the meter for like 3 hours, and then that's kind of how we missed the part of the SmackDown thing. Like, you can park for 3 hours. It said the show was going to be 2 hours, and then, yeah, they started late, and then we kind of just ran out of time a little bit. But yeah, it's the District of Columbia Court of Appeals, and right now it's 2 people talking. Now, I actually wrote down right at the start what it says on IWTV, so we can, for people aren't watching along. After filing a lawsuit against J.A. to earn his wild card, Chris Andido is stopped by J.A. at the steps of the Court of Appeals, where he's told his wild card rests in #FightIsland, but no one could have expected what would happen next. So the other thing I noticed straight away was, even though they're outside in the open, one of them is certainly wearing his mask. The other one's kind of half wearing a mask. It looks so weird having a promo.
Yeah.
And having a cinematic match like that. This is what this turns out to be. This turns out to be a whole cinematic thing. But just to see them doing that, but with masks at the same time, that was kind of weird.
The bad thing would be is if they were almost done and then somebody just walked right in the middle of the camera.
Well, I wondered that as well, because that's a busy place. Like, there's normally people walking by there. I'm not sure what day they picked to do this. This could have been like a Sunday, so obviously nobody's going to be working there in a federal building at the weekend. But yeah, from the light, it looks like it's middle of the day, I would suggest, or certainly early morning. But yeah, I didn't see any other people. And in the backdrop, there's a lot of space there, so yeah. People could have come through. But yeah, right now, all they're doing is arguing about the wild cards, which was from that previous event. And if you remember, we couldn't figure out how people got wild cards anyway. It seemed to be a little bit random. Some people won matches and got wild cards. And we talked about that in the last review, that why wouldn't you just wait until the final to cash in? Why would you cash in like the semi-final and then still have to win your... So there was a lot of things on this that we couldn't figure out. But yeah, basically they're trying to set up a meeting right now so Chris can actually get back his wild card. One of them's holding up his phone right now, so it looks like they're doing like a FaceTime thing. And he's trying to set up some sort of meeting. Obviously, you know where this is going to lead to. This is going to lead to a match. But with this just being a single 20-minute episode, everything had to be all in one go.
Yeah, those things, I remember wanting to just run across them. Like those little...
The little pillars?
Yeah.
They're probably about 6 feet high.
Yeah, I wanted to get up on that, like, the long...
The wall?
Yeah, the wall, and then just step on one of them and keep doing that like Mario.
I'm probably sure Jackson would probably want to do that as well. Yeah, you guys like walking on walls and stuff, and yeah, I assume that's just to stop like vehicles getting through or motorbikes getting through.
Probably.
But people can certainly walk through that. Yeah, this whole area, when I saw this being recorded, I was like, whoa, this is so cool. It's right across from the police station as well, because we can see right now there was like 5 police cars parked. That's the one thing you've got to, sometimes you're like, yay, there's a space here, and then you're like, oh, this one's reserved for the police. So that can kind of make it a little bit difficult. Yeah, notice they're walking around a lot, but there's still no... I haven't seen a single other person.
I wonder if they ask people to just scoot back there. If there's somebody over there, like, please wait.
I don't know.
I don't know if you can do that, though.
Yeah, unless they... I don't know if you have to get, like, a special license to film. Like, if you're in DC right now, I don't know what the rules are for this. But, yeah, I was looking for, like, is there tape or something? Or is there, like, other people? Like, hold on, can you just wait a second? Because, like, recording. But, like, he's walking off into the distance now as well. They're walking along that street. Oh, there's one other person to the side there. Oh.
Are they fighting?
All right, now they've actually got... All right, this guy's masked. This guy's masked, and they're throwing him into the back of a trunk.
Okay, that would look super weird if we were just, like, walking there, and then we saw somebody get thrown into a trunk.
Right next to a police station?
Yes.
It cuts to black, and they've driven off towards the Capitol Arena, and it just says shortly after, and we can see the first guy again talking on his phone. But yeah, I thought that about the time as well. If you were suddenly locking... Oh, I said it was light early. They've actually got lights on that building.
Yeah.
Or 2 or 3 lights, so... I don't know. If this was summer, I'm guessing this could be like 6 a.m. on a Sunday, perhaps, where there's not too many... You wouldn't want too few people around, otherwise it would look weird. You'd have to have somebody there with signs saying, look, we're filming something. This guy is not being kidnapped. Somebody calling 911.
Oh,
I'm assuming they would have to have something in place for that.
I don't know, tell the police beforehand.
They must.
Because, like, you can't, like, fake a kidnapping and, like, and there's a police station right across the street.
It's a shame that there's no subtitles for this, actually. Because this being so long ago, I can't actually remember what's being talked about. They're still having some sort... And also, with him having his mask on, it's not like... I'm not good at reading lips anyway, but I have no... I can't remember what they're talking about.
You can't even get, like, any clues.
Oh, there we go. There's the other car. So, that's right. So, he's getting information now. He's seen that the person who he thought, I think, was going to help him has been kidnapped. He's still trying to get his wild card back. So, another card's just pulled up, a white car, and has just beckoned him in. So, he's just going to go sit in the back. I think there's somebody else in the back, if I remember.
Yeah.
There we go. I think that's the other wrestler. I think that's the other person
who's
actually
fighting him. Well,
he didn't
even notice him. He didn't even notice him.
Nope. So I think these are the two people actually fighting. If I remember correctly, I think this is something neither of them realize what's going on, but they're just being told, hey, look, we're going to drive you to this place.
Mm-hmm.
So if I can remember correctly, the storyline is, I think if he wins that match...
What?
Oh, I don't know. Actually, that looks like the wrestler who he faces later, having seen this before. Now, I actually messed this up. When I actually watched this, I'm trying to remember who it said the person was. I think he said it was... who was the person who we saw at the last one who was kind of young? He was really good. It was like Chris somebody. I don't know if you remember. It was Chris with a K.
Yeah.
I had great difficulty finding his name. And anyway, the person who's involved in this match is called like K.A. Robinson, I think it is.
Yeah.
I think it was Chris Robinson.
Yes.
So I saw K.A. Robinson Wouldn't you assume if that's the same organization that that's Chris Robinson?
Yes.
So I tagged Chris Robinson. It's not Chris Robinson. Because he was like, why am I being tagged? It was like, oh, he got it mixed up. I was like, no, this is K.A. Robinson. I was like, man, it's not a massive organization. It's not like they have 100 people on the roster. All right, so they've pulled up at, what would you say that looks like, Mason?
A school?
I would say that kind of looks like a school as well. So they must have had permission for this. All right, we can see a ref in the middle of a field now, and he's just got basically like, fight! The wrestlers are both looking at each other. They got no idea what's going on. As soon as I saw this, I'm like, well, there's concrete right there. They got to move into that field, because that's going to hurt. They also have that fence there. I don't know if that... It's not barbed wire, but it certainly looks sharp at the top. It's certainly a steel fence. Is that like a baseball? That looks like the back of a baseball.
Yeah, it does. A backstop?
Backstop, there you go. Stop both. Alright, so we've already got one attack gun happened on the concrete while the other person wasn't listening. And the referees then told him to fight and they're bringing it into the field.
Ooh. I'm sure it's probably doesn't hurt as much as a steel cage, or it probably is the same thing as a steel cage.
Threw him into the steel gate that lets him open. And, nice!
That's nice!
Go ahead.
Well, he jumped on the fence, and then he did a cutter.
Yeah, he jumped back on me. It looked like he was going to get slammed into the other side of the gate. And, he managed to hang on and then reversed it into a cutter. That was beautiful. We got some bleacher steps there. I know they're going to get used as well.
Yeah.
All right, now we're into the backstop.
Yeah, now we got thrown into the backstop.
That's kind of a nice way of actually doing it. Like, we got our first pin attempt, but kick out at two.
It's kind of weird, because it's like black and white. And
yeah, they suddenly went very cinematic. It was all regular film to begin with, and then they just cut into black and white while they were doing this.
My grandpa watches like crime shows that are black and white that are like, I don't know, like 30 years old.
I was gonna say that's probably just, well, it'd be more than 30. That would be like still the 90s. That's okay. We're looking more 60s for things like that, possibly. Or it depends, possibly earlier than that.
I remember
you
watched Perry Mason. Oh now it's color.
No, it went back to color, and he just got slammed into the
trash can.
I thought it was a drink cooler to begin with, but now that's just a trash can next to the bleachers. You can see there's cars in the background as well on the road, I noticed a second ago, but there's no people around on the streets at all. I seem to remember they had some really cool effects when they got slammed into things, but that must be a little bit later. Kind of, as you mentioned Mario earlier, there was like stars coming out. Oh, here we go. Is it this one?
Uh-huh.
There you go. He lost all his rings.
So he got thrown into the trash can and like the Mario rings came out.
That was really cool.
Yeah.
I'm not even a big gamer, but once I saw that, I was like, whoa, that's really cool. I saw a few other people
That's like Sonic. That's Sonic.
Sonic, that's it. Not Mario. That's it. I was thinking video games and I picked totally the wrong one.
I don't remember what they collect in Mario.
You play that Mario game up in Ohio.
Yeah, that's Mario Kart, not like the actual Mario game. But like you can collect like different power-ups like blue shells, turtle shells, and all that stuff. Now they're onto a football field slash soccer field.
I can see some sort of, that looked like a goal on one side.
Yeah, that's a goal post for football, and then they can put a soccer there too, soccer net.
But yeah, I like this, how it's just outdoors and there's lots of things that they can use. They can use the trash cans, they can use the bleachers, they can use the gates. I seem to remember they also, I think there's a park somewhere around here as well. I seem to remember later there's like a kids' play area that they go onto as well. And I was thinking at the same time, like they must have reserved a large area. Like normally when you throw them across the ring and then they bounce back, he just threw them across the field, but there's nothing there. So he just carried on running. So he must be about 20 feet away. Actually, no, sorry. He must be about 20 meters away.
Yeah.
He looked at the watch, but I'm not sure what that means. So I don't know if there's a time limit for this one.
Yeah, and he keeps on running.
He's just carrying on running.
I want to see somebody use a tree. That would be cool if they like used...
Oh, there you go. He just ran into the football post and knocked himself out.
Yeah. I want to see somebody like get like one of the branches or something and get hit with that, or climb up the tree and dive off of it.
Now, I don't know, of all the things, like I'm not sure if you can, if there was a broken branch, I think that'd be fine.
Yeah.
I think if you damaged an actual living tree, then that might actually cause a problem. Oh, that must be like a middle school football. That's not a high school goal for sure.
Yes.
It's kind of, I don't know. That's kind of weird. It's certainly not white posts. There's like gaps in between them. All right, looks like we're going to pick him up. Is he going to... Oh, he's not going to slam him because he's hanging onto the football goal.
That doesn't look very sturdy.
It doesn't look that strong, sturdy. He's climbed up onto the crossbar. Well, he's going to jump
run
off.
Run away.
He's going to jump off.
He should have just ran away. Then he couldn't. Then
he's landed on top, and we got our next pin. 1, 2.
Kick out at two.
And he's just asking the ref for confirmation. Yep, I kicked out at two. It looked like he was blinded by the sun at one point. Although I can't, it looks kind of dark on this one. It doesn't look as bright as the other one. There's a lot of trees on the outside. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he used that as a distraction to then jump from the top.
And now they're like talking.
He's got grass all in his hair as well.
Now throw him again into the backstop. There's a backstop ahead of him. And now they're just walking off.
I can't remember if they're taking the time out, if it's between rounds.
I don't know. Are they going into the dugout? It looks like a dugout-ish.
I really wish we could hear this conversation, but I'm not sure on the rules for copyright and things. I certainly didn't ask permission to be able to have their music playing in the background at all. All right.
Now they're in a dugout.
They're in a dugout. They're just sat and they're talking. They're okay with each other. Yeah, they're just taking a little rest.
Somebody's going to get attacked. They're not just going to walk.
I wonder if they just said because it was hot.
Yeah.
And certainly if this was filmed in June or July, we had a really hot summer in Virginia.
Yeah.
So it could easily have been over 100. They don't actually look, when you physically look at them, they don't look like they're sweating, actually.
They don't.
Or not, considering number of times when we've seen wrestlers like indoors and it's like, it's nothing particular. And then within like a minute, they're all sweated up. They've been wrestling for at least 10 minutes. It's outdoors and there's no air conditioning. Yeah.
This is more like a movie.
It is, and I kind of liked it for that reason. The ref's there as well.
He's just chilling.
Yep.
They're still talking. I wonder if they're talking about the wild card.
Oh,
now he just got punched and like the rings came out of him again.
We had the effect again. It was kind of like a Batman effect.
Yeah.
All it needed was like a pound underneath. All right, he's got him in a headlock. They're back onto the road again. Whoa, I think this is where they started from.
So they went from the dugout all the way across the field.
Yeah, it cut out a little bit.
Into the...
This might be where they head across to that play area then, possibly.
Uh-huh.
Well, I guess that should have been the clue. It wasn't
Stick
the high
one of
school.
Their foot in the sewer and act like it's stuck. and then you could attack them.
Punch to the head.
Don't do a slam now. That's gonna hurt.
Oh, there was one car there in the reserved. I wonder if there was a teacher there. I guess the principals might still be in
school.
Don't you
have to like to blur out the license plate?
If they got permission, you don't.
For
All right.
Split second.
Here we go. We got thrown into the. We got the slide. The twisty slide.
Oh, now there's the
got the stars going around his head like he's all dizzy. That's kind of like Roadrunner or Tom and Jerry or something.
Yeah,
this is definitely an elementary school because that's for like 5-year-olds. I think the sign says, well, 5 to 12, but 5 is really the age they're looking for that. You got a few more of those effects when they get hit.
Uh-huh. Use the climb on I forgot what they're called, the monkey bars.
Uh-huh.
And jump off the monkey bars.
Well, they've both climbed up. They climbed up the 3 or 4 steps that they were and they're kind of just at the top part right next to the monkey bars right now.
Yeah. Whenever there's a punch, there's like a little flash. And the ref is all the way across the monkey bars.
He says he's watching him, though. He kind of did swinging on the monkey bars now. Yeah. Oh, he saw him poke him in the eye. That's what he saw. It looks like he's the illusion of he's climbing on the monkey ropes, but he's clearly just walking. Because I used to do that with Jay. Hey, look, I'm using the monkey bars. He's like, hey, you're just walking along the ground. They cut at the last second with his feet up like he'd actually physically climbed across. That definitely didn't happen.
Yeah, he's tall enough that he can just...
All right, he's starting to get his sight back now, so I think KA is going after him.
He looks more realistic.
That one looks more real. He might actually be bending his knees. Yeah, he is.
There he is.
He was. You could see. He was physically climbing across. He's going to escape him by going down the slide.
The one thing I don't like about monkey bars is they tear up my hand.
Yeah, I can't do them properly, that's for sure.
Like, I can do it, like, once, and then my hands are all torn up.
Second, KA's
coming down. He's struggling
down,
and then the ref comes down with his hands up, and the other wrestler's hiding behind the slide.
So he can't see where it is. All right, he's seeing him now, but too late. Took it out.
Yeah.
I'm kind of surprised on the playground there. There's actually grass on the ground. Most of those playgrounds now, they have that... I don't know what it is, but it's like...
It's something that's recycled. Isn't it like plastic or something? It's all the tire material.
Yeah.
And then that goes down. This actually looks like grass. So you'd have to physically like cut it occasionally and keep it in track. Oh, there's some swings, but I don't think they use those.
Yeah, you should use it though. You could just swing on them and then
do a kick.
Yeah, drop kick.
Or when you're jumping off, jump off and do a, yeah.
Yeah.
That would be a pretty cool move actually.
That would be cool because it happens in real life sometimes.
You've done a kick from a swing into somebody?
No. So when kids don't pay attention, they almost get kicked in the head.
Because you can't stop yourself with that momentum.
Yeah, you can't stop. The only thing you can do is lift your legs up or something.
Yep.
That's why they should put like I don't know, like warning signs over there or something.
All right, so Chris is talking right now. It looks like J.A.'s on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
He still took out. I can't tell what they're talking about. And we've gone back to the regular color again. He just took a kick.
With this silly cinematic thing, he should just put him on the end of the slide and then slide down. And then act like that was
kick
a
him
huge
off the slide.
Kick. No, like he's at the edge of the slide and then he slides down the slide into a kick.
Oh. Oh, now the screen disappeared for a second.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure if this must have been an edit, I'm guessing. Something didn't quite go right.
All
right, we got a clothesline, so he's on the ground.
I wonder if
got
this
up
is
again.
Like
another clothesline.
Elementary and middle school.
Yeah, it could be. I don't know exactly where this is.
Elementary schools don't have, like, football fields and baseball fields.
Well, that's true. I hadn't thought about that side.
They...
Oh, nice! Climbed past the way up the ladder and then did a backflip from it. He's good.
Uh-huh. There's somebody else on the playground.
Oh, there is?
Yeah, there's, like...
I didn't see that. I didn't notice that.
Oh, now he has, like, the Naruto.
He's got his... And we've got an artistic impression of it as well.
Yeah.
Oh, he went for the move, but he reversed it.
There's exclamation marks. Oh, now it's his KO.
KO, so this might be the end of the match. He looks pretty out of it from his eyes. KO looks done.
Uh-huh.
Chris going for the pin. 2, 3, that's it.
I want to see that person, like, on the right of the screen. Almost the top right. You could see one person over there.
I wonder if it was...
Just sitting.
It could have been one. Oh,
he's
I don't know.
He's just sitting there. Oh, now there's somebody on the top of the slide.
Oh, there is somebody on the top of the slide.
But that's not who I was talking about.
That's not a kid, though, either.
That's not a kid.
I wonder if that was somebody who was filming.
That's not who I was talking about, either, though. There was somebody else there. Oh, yeah, that's definitely... That looks like a gym, definitely.
And Chris just jumped in the air to celebrate, and they kind of did the freeze frame.
Fight Island one.
And now they're kind of doing the credits.
Yeah.
Director Andido and K.A. Robinson, written by Chris Andido, co-written by Andido, directed by Chris Andido, shot by Andido Heat, produced by Tu Madre.
And that was it.
That was 20. That went a lot quicker. That did not seem like 20 minutes to me. That seemed like about 10 minutes. And the setup is for the next one, which we're still waiting for. It's been so long, I can't remember anymore. JJ, you arrived just as it finished.
Yeah. How you doing, JJ?
JJ went shopping. Hey, I don't want to kick. You went shopping, so you didn't get to do it. It was fun. Actually, you could probably watch that. I couldn't remember if it was JJ appropriate or not. JJ could watch that. I think you'd kind of like it.
Yeah.
It's kind of got some cool stuff in it. You could watch it. It was only 20 minutes anyway.
Yeah.
We're waiting for Summer Jam. The main event for that is Trish Adora versus, I forgot his name, the Gym Nasty Boy. I forgot what his name is. Oh, because he doesn't normally fight by himself. Timmy Lou Retton.
Yes,
Timmy Lou Retton. And a bit of a spoiler alert. I already know the result for it because I've just seen today GCW has posted they're having a match. She's having a match with Sugar Dunkerton.
Oh, that's
cool. Pineapple Pete. Mm-hmm. I actually mentioned, I think I told you this. We talked about this tweet. I went back and looked for it. It was in February. It's like, all right, we know Trish has just won the crown. Who do you think she should defend against first? Oh, who do you think is going to win? In that title match, in the first defense, I think it was Nova, Primetime Pro. What are you eating for dinner? Or what are you eating for lunch? And who do you think she should defend? Okay. So I said, I think Trish is going to retain. I'm eating chicken nuggets and fries because I had to go back and look. And Sugar Dunkerton. But I didn't tag Sugar Dunkerton. And like Trish Adora liked it. And actually, she tagged Sugar Dunkerton. And he's like, yeah, call me. So 8 months later, they're actually having that match. So that's pretty cool. I'm certainly excited for that.
Yeah.
Now, I built in some things. Like I was like, there might be lots of dead air on this, so I better think of things I can talk about. We didn't even talk about it because it went so quick. the PWI 500.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Trisha Dahl was really high on that list. Yes, like, was. We said that we think she's really good, and we didn't think she... But she's really starting to get that recognition now. But, yeah, if she's appearing at GCW as well. Now, the one thing I... Oh, also, Billy Dixon appeared on that list. We should mention that, because he appears at this organization. Who else appeared? Killian McMurphy, I want to say, appeared on there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there was one more... But I think Ashton Starr... I think I saw Ashton Starr was on that list as well.
I thought it, yeah.
I think he was like 400 something. So, off the top of my head. Oh, obviously, O'Shea Edwards did as well.
Was he at the Fight Club?
I'm trying to remember. I don't think he was.
Okay.
O'Shea Edwards certainly was as
yes,
well.
He was.
I have to assume that.
Nyla Rose.
Well, I know, because she wasn't on that list, actually. Because she doesn't fight against any men. So
yeah.
To qualify, you had to fight against men. I'm trying to remember who Trish fought in that last title match. His name, Darius Lockhart? Darius
yes,
must have been
Darius.
In that list as well. He must have been in the top 500
remember.
As well. But I can't remember exactly where it was. Now, what I didn't tell you was, but Matt told me about this, and I remember this a couple of years ago, they also, and I can't remember which organization it is, somebody puts together a top 500 of black wrestlers.
Mm-hmm.
Trisha Dahl was number 2 on that list.
Ooh,
so she was
Kofi
really
must have
high.
Been number 1.
I think it was Sasha Banks, actually, who was top on that list.
She doesn't fight men, though, does she?
That's a good point. I hadn't thought about it. Perhaps I'm misremembering then. I might be misremembering that then.
But
perhaps
how
I got that
Kofi
wrong.
Kofi is 9 in the real one.
It's an opinion thing.
Oh,
it's a
okay.
subjective thing. It's whatever you think. But I'm pretty sure I saw Trish was 2 on that list.
Okay.
And I was like, wow, that's really cool. But yeah, definitely she's starting to get recognized within the 6 months since we've... even though there hasn't been as much wrestling recently, she's definitely starting to get recognized.
Yeah.
All right. Next week, we haven't actually picked what we're going to watch, so we can't actually tell you yet. I do know we have an interview coming up, which will be super short. Somebody told us about that they have some encounters with wrestlers, and I was like, don't tell me anymore. I don't want to know anymore. We're going to... No spoilers. We'll save that for the actual interview itself. I know what you want to say, and I stopped myself from saying it. There was another reason why we wanted to ask this person that. So I know we got that coming up. There'll be shorter episodes, but hopefully once we start, school starts normalizing again, we'll be able to do something a little bit more.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No.
All right, I think that'll do it. JJ, you want to say something for us? You like to say something silly at the end normally, right?
Anything? I'm out peace.
All right, that'll do it.
We're out peace.
Boom.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from them.
Goodbye! Goodbye.
The music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/